Blog Talk Radio.
From a biblical perspective. My God, I feel the anointing. Let me finish, brothers. The Lion's Den will bring you the energy of encouragement, transcending godly wisdom, the efficacy of knowledge and education, and primarily strength to the weary in life and the victorious from the sourcehood of our connection with our Savior Jesus Christ. So guess what? It's your time. That's right. Go ahead and roar. Roar. Let that roar out. Roar for your victory. Roar for your power. Roar for your prosperity. Roar for your deliverance. My friend, come on, roar for your strength.
Yeah.
We're the hungry lions at tonight. We ain't get them hungry, ferocious lions, but that's okay. We got some lions in the lion's den. Listen, tonight,
yes, sir.
We have a show for you tonight. We want to talk about the truth about faith. What's faith really about? And tonight I got with me, of course, my co-host, a community leader and businessman who is one of a kind when it comes to cultivating talent and helping people to advance to the next level. He encourages them to help and develop, to find and develop a relationship with God and a pathway to reach their goals. His tenure in the Tampa Bay community includes working with Tampa General Hospital, Metropolitan Ministries, and several network marketing companies. He has worked to improve the lives of others as well as his own through multiple business ventures that support team building, professional development, and community involvement. Man, this brother has a lot of foresight to what's coming. My God. Anyway, let me move on. Through these companies, he has impacted the lives of many individuals, including my own, and plans to continue doing so. He is the founder and CEO of Reed's Moving and Hauling and PTR Incorporated LLC, and along with all that. And he's still the champion, my six-figure brother Lion, Mr. CEO, Prophet Philip T. Reed Sr.
Yeah. What's going on? I feel it.
Yeah, you feel it. I know, right? Dang.
All right.
It's like a surge. It's like a surge, and it has opened up. My God. So let me get on through the introductions now.
Man,
we need a drum roll. Now he wouldn't want a drum roll, but if we had one, this man, he's a very, very modest man, and he wouldn't want a drum roll. But if we had one, we'd give it to him. All right, let me get serious. Y'all stop playing. Uh-oh. Listen, Dr. Brown, born in Atmore, Alabama, in 1946 to Marjorie Brown. He is the husband to the vivacious Dr. Barbara Brown of Bailey, Mississippi. I'm sorry, let me get that right. Of Bailey, Mississippi. I got to say it right. A father of four. Yeah, but that Kevin, Maurice, Jocelyn, and Marsha. 17 grandchildren. I'm sorry, not 17.
Seven.
Seven. So somebody was busy, huh? 17. Okay.
Yeah,
seven grandchildren. Natanya, Devon, Brooklyn, Jada, Rihanna, Michaela, and Olivia, and one great granddaughter. He accepted Christ at an early age, and like many, strayed away, but returned to God after an encounter with the Holy Spirit in 1982. He became active in the study of God's word and served in ministry in many areas, including musician, custodian. Oh, we know about that custodian ministry. Come on. Deacon,
yes,
Sunday school teacher, choir, and just to name a few. He served as board member, musician, and teacher at Grace Tabernacle Church in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. He was ordained and sent in office as an elder in 2002. He received doctorates. I didn't say doctorate as in singular. I'm talking about plural, in divinity and theology from International Miracle Institute of Pensacola, Florida in 2015. Ordained pastor in Summit Church, Destin, Florida on September 9th, 2018. Huh? Y'all know that was 3 days ago. Y'all better work with me.
Three days ago.
We received tonight the highly influential and decorated man of God, Dr. Elder Joe Brown. We're so glad to have you here tonight.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for that introduction. A hunger line looking for some meat.
Amen. Amen. Hey, well, somebody said you had the truck out back, so we ready for it to be delivered. But we're excited. Dr. Brown, we're going to let you have the opening statement tonight. If you want to just share what's in your heart, just beginning tonight, just go ahead.
Okay, talking about true faith. You know, faith is an amazing thing because it's a gift for God. True faith is a gift from the Holy Spirit, which operates within us, and it sees beyond obstacles, barriers, circumstances, whatever the enemy tries to throw at us. Faith overcomes that. We are overcomers through Christ, through faith in Jesus Christ.
That's powerful. We, you know, we sitting on the edge of our chairs, like, come on, keep on going.
And that really
was my first question, was what is real faith? And you pretty much have given us a tidbit of that right there. Big brother, you want to go ahead? Real faith.
Well, real faith is just what it is. The Bible says, let me go scripture this tonight. The Bible says God has given every man the measure of faith. So everybody's with it, you know. It's like a muscle now. It just has to be work. And you can't give up.
Amen.
You can't quit. You can't give in. But it's just what it is. It's your faith. The Bible says several people receive miracles, and Jesus clearly says, let it be done unto you according to your faith.
That's right.
Everybody has that miracle inside of them, no matter what it is, healing, finances, whenever the miracle you need, it is within you. Believe it.
That's right. That's right.
I want to underscore what my big brother just said, according to your faith. A lot of times, Dr. Brown, Jesus would heal people, and he would say, be it done unto you according to your faith. So in a sense, he's saying, what you want, you can have. And I'm not talking about a gimme, my name Jimmy, but I'm talking about when you're seeking something of the Lord, the promises of God are yes and amen. But he said, be it done unto you according to your faith. You got to have faith in this day and age to obtain certain things. Even, you know, a lot of people, when they talk about obtaining, they look at material acclimation, look at bringing in material. But when he said, be it done to you according to your faith, that includes your breakthroughs, your virtues, even ascending into dimensions and levels, correct?
Come on.
That's right. That's absolutely right. You know, when I think about faith, I think about, I was listening to a hymn recently. They know a hymn about faith of our Father.
Okay, go ahead.
That was a Catholic hymn of 1649, and you know that the Catholics wrote, and it basically says our faith is ignited when we hear God's word. You know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. True faith from God, it propels us forward through love, which creates a desire for us to live victorious lives, trusting God even unto death. That's true faith.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, sir.
And that, what's the name of that hymn again, Dr. Brown?
Faith of Our Fathers.
That's powerful right there. I know a few hymns. I ain't gonna sing none, but I know a few hymns. No, hey, don't say no, Doc, because I bring them hymns. I ain't gonna bring no hymns.
Carry up the king, please.
You know, Father Solomon, you were talking about the material things while ago. You know, by faith we perceive that the material thing and the God appointed ages of time were fashioned by God's word, for that intended thus that we would see, that we would see that which we did not see, and it did not come into being out of the visible things. So it didn't come out of things that we saw. When God fashioned faith, it transcends material things. It comes out of the invisible. That's where faith derives from, out of the visible. He brings the invisible into the visible. It's something we don't see with our natural eyes. It's something we see from within, the Spirit of God that's in us.
And that's so powerful that you said it, because a lot of times when we hear faith, because of the faith movement, the charismatic movement where the gifts were popping, and there was a lot of faith creatures, and a lot of people got caught up into a materialistic movement, but the power of faith was on display. The power of faith was on display, even in that, but there was a higher level that God was trying to show us, even as the Bible said, the Holy Ghost signifying that the way into the holies of holies. The Holy Ghost was signifying to us, hey, there's a higher level. What you're doing and experiencing is just the bottom ring of the ladder. You're acquiring material, but that's the easiest level, and that takes faith. But some of us struggle in that because the cares of this life, sometimes the company around us, and sometimes even what we are desiring from God, but God said there's so much more. There's so much more. There's a higher level, especially when we start going into dimensions of prayer and start really seeking the depths of our spirit, because sometimes we can get sidetracked. I've gotten sidetracked several times and say, and you start thinking about the here and now. I'm going to get what's now. I'm going to get what's now. But God said it's not about what's now. There's so much more along your journey, especially this walk of faith, because we walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right. You know, it's kind of funny that you said sight, because I've had 10 eye surgeries. You know, faith is a process. You know, I had to have faith that I was going to be able to see. For a while, I couldn't read my Bible. I couldn't see how to drive. My beautiful wife had to drive me everywhere. But I held on to faith through all those surgeries, trusting in God that I would see. You know, that I didn't see that, pun intended. I couldn't see that for about a year. But I saw that. I saw faith invisible on the other side of those surgeries. So God is good, you know.
And I'm going to tell you, it takes a lot. And I'm going to tell you, it takes faith to let your wife drive you around, you know, especially, you know, the way some women drive. It takes a lot of faith, you know.
No offense,
Dr. Barber. Yeah.
Don't co-sign that, Doc. Don't co-sign that.
I know, right? You got to answer that afterwards, you know. Hey,
we need another miracle.
You said that was a miracle. She was driving, and, you know, anyway. You're going to get you for that one. Listen, we'll let that one go. I want to look at Galatians. Galatians 3:1, where he said, "Oh, foolish Galatians." And it just mustered with me right there. Oh, foolish. That is foolish for us when he said, "Who hath been with you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you?" You know, he said, "Are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit, you're now made perfect by the flesh? Or have you suffered so many things in vain, if it yet be in vain?" It's like, okay, we started out in faith, but some kind of way we ended up in flesh. We start out faithful, but we end up fleshful.
Right. Wow. Wow, that's It's pretty tough when he calls you a fool, you know, because the fool said in his heart there's no God. So when you correlate that with just being foolish, because you started out with big faith, and then the first time something comes up, then you start operating on flesh. Well, I don't really, you know, Jesus said, let me help you unbelief, you know, so you have, you know, you can't allow those things to pop up to cause you to get in the flesh when you start thinking with the mind, or it's not going to ever get any better. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Lord, have mercy, help me. You know, he wants us to exercise that faith and say, hey, you know, you're better than that. I've overcome that, you know. Whatever you're going through, I've already been through.
Yeah, and that's where your faith becomes paramount when you're trusting God. Because when you start out, you don't know any better. You have nothing to lose. You don't know scriptures like we know them now. You don't know ministry like we know it now. You've not been learned and taught and trained in the ways of spirituality.
Right.
So you're just out there believing God, but after a while you start developing a little knowledge, you know, a little textbook knowledge, a little Christian jargon, you know, you started be able to put some things together. So it's like now, well, no, I know that won't happen, and that won't happen because of this principle and because of the trajectory of that dynamic, and, you know, and you learn a little bit, and so you kind of dismiss your faith by your knowledge.
Right. 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 See, faith got to be coupled with hope there, you know. Faith and hope goes hand in hand. You know, if you got hope, that builds your faith. You know, our hope is in Christ. You know, we have to remember, you know. And so we have to implore that hope within that our faith will be increased. As Fred Price, you said, ever increase in faith. Yeah, that's what it takes, you know, to move forward, you know, and trust in God.
And that's it. That's it. We got to put our trust in God. Hey, yeah, we got to take a break. Hey, y'all don't go nowhere. Y'all hold on. This is straight from the Lion's Den. Our topic tonight is truth about faith. We're going to get deeper. Y'all hold on. We'll be back. We're with Dr. Joe Brown tonight. And, of course, Mr. CEO Philip Reed, Shotgun. We'll be right back. Y'all hold on.
All right, sir.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Wynn, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Wynn to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Wynn, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
Come on. Now you see, faith is the oxygen that will breathe life into your dream.
Yes.
And your enemy, this world, will do everything in its power to inject and impregnate you with this deadly disease called doubt. Now let me get in your ear for a minute. You see, doubt produces hesitation.
Yes.
And hesitation is a dream killer. So you must uproot and annihilate all traces of it from your life. You hear me? Faith is the only language spoken in heaven. Therefore, it's the only language that the universe yields to. See, belief is the chosen tongue that releases the blessing. So your future depends on how fluent you become in it.
That's right.
And I'm going to leave you with this. Remember, begging doesn't move God. Faith does. So don't give up on that dream.
All right, we're back. Straight from the Lion's Den. Topic, the truth about faith. Our special guest tonight is Dr. Joe Brown. We're so glad to have you here tonight, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, sir. So glad to be here.
All right, my co-host, Mr. CEO Philip Reed, Prophet Philip Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's here.
Listen, yes, we're talking about the truth about faith. Well, one truth we know about faith, what the Bible said, without faith, it's impossible. You can stop. As I was meditating on the topic tonight, I stopped right there. Without faith, it's impossible. You can't even bring possibilities into being without faith. And, you know, it goes on to say it's impossible to please God, but without faith, it's impossible. You can't even get you can't even get past the possibilities of something happening without faith.
That's right.
The main thing about that, John, is that it's so true, and we wonder why. You know, faith and fear can't operate in the same house. So when it says it's impossible to believe God, you just allow fear to come in and stop you from doing whatever God said you can do. Because the rest of it says that you can do it if you do have faith in Him. But first you must believe that He is. And then after that, what? He's a rewarder. Come on here. Let's get excited now. He's a rewarder of them that diligently,
diligently
seek Him. So it's an ongoing process. We say the just should do what? Live by faith. It's a lifestyle.
That's right.
And it's something we just got to put on, button up, lock it up, zip it up, and move on.
That's right. You're absolutely right. You know, we have to remember that when God comes into our life and the Holy Spirit comes into us, then the scriptures say we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we have to remember when obstacles and different situations arise, with health, physical, whatever it is, that He who has began a good work in us will see it to completion. So He doesn't abandon us because we are having a kind of a physical moment. When we're sort of like fear and sorrow process, we just have to reflect and remember and say, okay, He started this in me, and I'm pressing on. I'm going on to you because I can do all things through Christ who fits me. I'm going on to the end, you know, regardless.
I like how you said we have a physical moment. We downright get in the flesh sometimes. We get in the flesh sometimes, I tried to throw in the towel one time. God threw it back. He said, "What's this?" He said, "What's this?" He threw it back. He said, "What's this?" I don't know what you're doing because he I've invested so much in you. You think you can just walk away from me? He said, "I'm telling you." You're not going.
That's right.
God has invested. He's invested so much into us that when we hit our physical moment, sometimes God said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. He says so. So. You hit a rough patch. So. You had a moment. So. Guess what?
Yeah.
So what? You know, you hit a rough place.
Yeah.
But the Spirit of the Lord. That's on the inside of you says that the word is nigh thee. It is even in your mouth. The word of faith that we preach. And if you would confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you can stop right there. If you begin to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you go on that God raised Jesus from the dead, you know. Didn't He say if the same spirit that dwells in you that raised Jesus from the dead, it shall quicken your mortal body. When you have those physical moments, sometimes I have to just wait on the Lord. I just have to wait on the Lord, go through that moment, and then, bam, when that quickening comes, I get up because I'm not getting up in me. I'm getting up in the faith because I walk by faith not by sight, and it's not my faith that I'm getting up in. It's His faith.
That's right. That's right. You know, and when God calls you, you know, the gift and calling of God is not repentance. He's not sorry that He calls you. When we throw in that power because we face obstacles and opposition, We fail to remember. We throw in the towel, and Jesus said, "Hey, that God, that's the mantle that I put on you, and you turn it into a towel, and you want to throw it
in,
and we forget about the mantle and the call on our lives." You know,
That's good. That's good. You turned the mantle into a towel because you couldn't see past the flesh. It really became a physical.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
But that's when we go back to scripture. Are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit, you're now made perfect by the flesh? Because what happened is you start looking around and you have to go back. How did I become a child of God? I didn't become a child of God by my works because I wasn't doing anything
right.
I didn't become a child of God because I was dotting every I and crossing every T. And quoting the right scripture and wearing the right clothes and hanging with the right people and driving the right whip. No, I became a child of God because I believed from my heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now and now here I stand. Dr. Brown, I remember when I was younger, relating back to what we was talking about previously, I want you to get into that. But I was younger, and I was telling this lady some things, and she said, you're going to be all right. Your faith just is not where it needs to be right now. It's a little low, but you're going to be okay. And I got offended.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what she talking about? I got faith. But I was a young whippersnapper, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
when I look back, I said, no, she was absolutely right. My faith was not there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was full
mm-hmm.
of, it was full of doubt, like my big brother said. And doubt is simply hesitation. Doubt is hesitation.
We don't
look at hesitation as doubt. We look at hesitation as something separate from doubt. But when it's time to
act,
when it's time to move, when it's time to make it happen, when it's time to get in there and do something or step up,
mm-hmm.
stand out, get up, and that hesitation
comes,
and we hold ourselves in that hesitation too long, that's doubt. That's doubt,
right.
Like a boa constrictor trying to wrap around us and squeeze us just enough so that we don't move, so that fear can come along and take us out.
That's right. Yeah. And that's just false evidence appearing real. It's not real. It's all like when someone give us a gift, and there's all kind of good things in the gift, in the package, in the gift, but we don't open. We just set it aside, and we don't utilize it. And everything we need, like I said, God has given us everything we need for life and God. You know, it's all wrapped up in the package. We just got to open it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And delve into it and apply it, you know.
You know, that's right, because in this season, I'm looking for some good gifts to come, and I'm going to open
each and every one of them,
and I'm going to utilize
each
and every one of them. Matter of fact, I think some gifts are coming right now as they're listening tonight. I see gifts. I see that gift. It's coming.
That's right.
Hey, Dr. Brown, we was talking about faith, and I mentioned about being younger and coming into your faith. There's some people who they're still in cold form. They don't see themselves. They don't see that diamond that they are. Let's go back to that, as you were mentioning earlier before the show started.
Yes. I was saying there's all like a lump of coal, how people don't recognize what's in you. They see you in your rough stage, your rough form, your rough surface, you know, in your roughness and wildness or however they want to describe it. They don't
mm-hmm.
see inside. They don't see the gift that's inside of it. It's like a coal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at a coal, it's just a black piece of coal, you know. But it has to be put under some pressure and pressurized with extreme heat, extreme pressure to get that diamond out of there, you know. And see, what happens is sometimes we don't like to be challenged. We don't like the pressure, you know. It's uncomfortable, you know, and all
talk
God
about
is trying
it,
to do
talk
is
about
to purify us and make us feel, make us shine through him, mm-hmm. let him shine through us. He's trying to get himself out of us, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he's got to break that outer surface off, those layers of coal and that dust, you know,
that's
because
good.
A cold dust is toxic. You go in a coal mine in West Virginia, you know, I mean, you could die in there if you inhale too much coal, you know, so it's got to be mined. And Jesus is the purveyor. He's the prospector. He's the one that sees us laying over there among all other coals and all other minerals. He picks us out and starts shaping us and starts rubbing on us, you know what I mean, trying to refine us, get all that outer stuff out there. And he, once he sees that little glass, he goes, I can use this. And then he sets it out there to be admired and to be utilized, to be valued, you know. Diamonds are valuable, you know.
Mm.
That's about
yeah.
Big Brother. That's it. Big Brother, you was a diamond in the dirt. Come on, talk about that pressure.
That's right.
brother. It's just amazing as we walk this life and as we get older and you think back, like, wow, the times, the events, where you didn't feel good about yourself and, you know, you see, when you're putting dirt on yourself and you can tell people around you, they start kicking dirt on you too. You know?
Right.
Wow, come on now.
You know what I mean? Nobody there to pick you up and say, hey, it ain't that bad. But God is faithful, man. God is so faithful.
That's right.
And
yes,
even David himself, come on here. David himself had to encourage himself. So there's
That's
a
right.
time when you got to have that faith where it's just you and God. You know, you look in the mirror, it's you and you. That's two touching and agreeing right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think about Peter. You know, we talk about Peter sometime in the negative, but how many people next to Jesus can say they walked on water? He had faith.
That's
he said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. Jesus said, come it's me. And he began walk on water. But as the apostle said, John said, you know, people, the cares, different things seeped in. He started looking around and looking at his circumstances and began to sink. And then he called out again, Master, save me. Now, see, here's where the love of Jesus come. He didn't say, oh, no, you the lost faith. No, you faithless wonder. No, you've lost the faith. You came off the walk. Whatever. Jesus saved him. And they walked back. So come on here. He didn't carry him back. Come on. I don't know how big he was. Jesus said, come on, he's going to walk back. So he recouped and regained himself. So it's okay to have a faith moment when you're down in your faith and you're not as 100 as you want to be today. It's okay. Jesus showed that example. Peter stepped out on faith, fell, and Jesus picked him up and allowed him to walk back to the boat on the water. Now, how many of us can say that? Come on.
That's right. He had to get his focus back on Jesus.
On
the one that gave him the ability to walk on water. Once he realized that, then, boy, he was smooth sailing.
Hey, game on.
So basically, what y'all are saying is, though he slay y'all, yet will y'all trust him.
That's right. Like them cowboys.
Lord, we're going to ignore that statement. Lord, I didn't say that. They said, though you slay them, yet will they trust you? I'm not. I don't want that right now. I want some seasons of recuperation. They ready for that? But when you say walk on water, that's what really. That's what I'm always showing people about. You walk on water, and literally that's what happened. But sometimes people's faith are so low that they can't see that. So I tell them, walking on water. Meaning, walking on water for you will mean for you to step beyond your comfort zone, for you to step breaking it down to a parable, making it applicable, because sometimes their faith is not where it needs to be. So it's like, hey, you got to come out of that comfort zone. You got to come out of that place of security. You got to come out of that place of comfort where it's easy sailing for you, where it's smooth for you to be at, to chill with. Sometimes you got to get in a lion's den and see what the fuss is all about. Sometimes you got to go around a wolf pack and see what they really about, you know. You got to move yourself out of that place of comfort, because the Bible truly said, war unto them that are at ease in Zion. You can't just get comfortable and complacent when you know you're not where you need to be and say, okay, God will do it. God will make it happen. Mm-hmm. No, the woman with Israel blood for 12 years, she said, you know what, I got to do something. I got to make a move. If I can but touch, if I can but move, if I can but, I got to do something. And it's not in my strength. I'm not putting it on me, but I got something generating in my spirit called faith that's moving me, driving me, propelling me.
Say that.
You know?
Say that.
And I got to reach out. But at the same time, I'm still leveled and smoothed by God when he said, except I build a house, you labor in vain. Nevertheless, don't use that as an excuse for you not to enact what you know I've told you to do. You know?
That's right. That's right. You got to put feet to your face, like Peter did, and then reach out for Jesus' hand.
Come on.
You know? Yeah. And, you know, water, you know, is a magnificent symbol, you know what I mean? Illustration of water. Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. You know, when the Holy Spirit descended on him, you know, the man at the pool of Bethesda was healed by the water. And Jesus is the water, is the water of the word. And we have living waters on the inside of us. So when Peter encountered Jesus, that living water that's on the inside of him, first off, you know what I mean? It made a heavenly connection to Jesus. Then he could probably go walk all across that lake if he wanted to. But Jesus wouldn't have him be there because that living water was stirred inside of him, you know?
Put some, man, that's so powerful. Put some feet. Put some feet to your face.
Come on.
And get around that water. He's not saying take a bath. Of course, we need to take a bath or a shower, but he's saying put some walking to that talking, man. Come on now. Put some feet to your face. Put on your Gators, your Jordans, your Skechers, whatever, you know, put some Put some feet to that faith. Put some action behind your words. Because sometimes
that's
we
right.
can talk a good talk, but you got to be about
mm-hmm.
that action. You got to put some,
that's
you
right.
know, you got to adhere to the word of the prophet. You got to adhere
that's
to
right.
the word that's being preached, that's being shared and
mm-hmm.
told with you. You know, you can say, okay, that's just the word. I like you said about the gift, I'll just put it on the shelf. I'll open it
mm-hmm.
one day in the sweet
mm-hmm.
by over yonder,
yep.
huh? swing
yep.
low, oh,
yep.
sweet chariot.
Yep.
You know, no, man.
Yeah.
You got to get busy.
Yeah.
Now, faith. Now,
right.
faith. It
is
yesterday.
What?
Go ahead.
You know, and then that gift, when they open it, they find out that what was in the gift was that manna that was on the left today.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
he gave it to you
mm-hmm.
for then. It wasn't
right.
for tomorrow because it said, now faith is the substance mm-hmm. of the whole thing, substance of things hope for everything not seen. Now, we got to have it now, not last year's faith. You know, we got to operate and walk in the now faith. You know, that's what prepares us, you know, forward.
No, you're absolutely right. Because I'm still on your gift. When you said that gift they gave you, just put aside. And if you would open that gift, you would have found, or we find, that they value us more than we thought they did. God values
right.
us more than we know. When we open that gift and say, you know what, he thought I was worth saving. He thought I was
mm-hmm.
worth all of this. As you were saying,
that's right.
you had a physical moment, so you kept yourself in a physical place with a physical mindset.
Right.
But had you opened
right.
that gift, you would have saw how much he cared about you and
Amen.
How he
Amen.
Said the hairs on your very head are numbered. He said count it. He said they each have a number. He's so into us. My God.
That's right.
Mm.
I don't know about
now.
Y'all, but I know he's into me. He talked to me. He walked with me. Anyway. Come on.
Tell me that I'm his own, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm his favorite, you know?
I know because he told me the same thing, you know? I said, I bet you tell that to all the believers.
Yeah, he does.
I said, you just trying to woo me and make me feel special. He said, that's right. With love and kindness, I drawed you to myself.
That's
you know?
Right. That's
don't
right,
make me
you know?
Get into the Song of Solomon
yeah.
now. This is my beloved.
Yeah.
And this is my friend.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah. Yeah. We are the reward of this suffering. You know, we're the
huh?
joy of this suffering. You know, and he's our joy. And we are his joy. You know, we are
oh
his joy. You know?
Amen.
I'm telling
Amen.
You. Oh, hallelujah.
Somebody
ooh,
told me
ooh.
I was his, he was my rose in the, anyway. I was going to say my rose in the valley. The deacon's going to be up. Rose in the valley? What you mean, rose in the valley? He's a lily in the valley. Well, he gave
that's
me
right.
a rose in the valley, brother. I don't know what you got. apparently you got some weeds in your valley. Go on, leave me alone. I hate the rose you gave me.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
But no,
yeah.
but back to when you were saying now faith, that's what we have to capitalize
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't ground ourselves in the moment. What I began to do when I get up in the morning, I go into thankfulness before, you know, as I'm doing my morning routine, I
mm-hmm.
think about all the things that I'm thankful for now. Before I tune into the world, I tune into my
mm-hmm.
spirit now, not with prayer, but with thanksgiving, because David was on to something, as you were saying, Big Brother. David said, I will enter into his gates
mm-hmm.
with thanksgiving in my
yes,
heart.
Sir.
David
right.
found another way into the holies
mm-hmm.
of holies, my God.
That's
he
right.
found another,
right.
he found a secret door into the holies.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter into his courts with praise. And as I'm going
right.
into that with thankfulness and thanksgiving and thanking him, little things begin to come about. Even as we just went
yeah.
into the Jewish New Year and, you know, these next several days before Yom Kippur, as we're just giving God thanks, we're repenting
mm-hmm.
of things that we've gone through. We're repenting of low mindset. We're repenting of
right.
doubt. We're repenting of things that held us into a low place so that we can enter
right.
into a breakthrough. Because
mm-hmm.
like somebody, they used to always say, you need to get delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we take for granted how much deliverance we need because we
mm-hmm.
who have learned a little bit have come so far that we said, well, I'm delivered. But once you mm-hmm. expose your spirit and your mm-hmm. heart to God, and God said, well, what mm-hmm. about this right here? That you, what about that right there? Mm-hmm. And you
right,
know, you said,
right.
wait a minute, God, why are you touching that? That don't bother nobody.
Mm-hmm.
That don't harm nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God
mm-hmm.
said, yeah, but you can't take that with you where you're going.
That's right.
Also a part of faith being renewed by faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
and He will renew our faith through our repentance, through our
right.
allowing Him to come in. Right.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. David said, "Created me a clean heart, so I make certain."
Mm-hmm.
You know, well,
mm-hmm.
because he had faith that God would do it in him, all the stuff that he went through, you know. And God saw in David what others didn't see when he was going through his little deal, where, you know,
mm-hmm.
His little press
mm-hmm.
moment, you know. God
mm-hmm.
said, you're still a man after my own heart. So you're going to be king, and then, you're going to be great in my
mm-hmm.
eyes, you know, because he was faithful, you know. Now, He asked God a lot of questions. How long will you remain in the trap over me? You know,
yeah.
and all these things, you know. But every question
mm-hmm.
he asked, God had an answer, you know, for him. You know. Now, he expressed his love for God, his faith in God by writing songs, you know, by worshiping him from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just reckless abandon, you know what I mean? That song, Reckless Love, you know, God chases after us, you know, recklessly,
mm-hmm.
but we should chase after Him recklessly through our faith in Him, that He's rewarded because we are dealing with seeking Him, as a prophet said earlier. We're dealing with seeking Him, and He's rewarded.
I want to ask y'all a question. Normally I ask people questions, you know, I try to get the truth. You know, I ask people questions, but people don't want to answer the question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Listen, I have a compound question. My disciples said, they said, Lord, increase our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus went into a discussion about that, but did He increase their faith? And the second part of my question is, does the church have enough faith today to encounter the warfare that we're in as well as the one that's coming?
It's an ongoing process. If I make the statement, increase my faith, then
mm-hmm.
how that's going to come about to me is I get closer to Him. I spend more time in devotion with Him, praying in prayer and fasting, you know, towards Him, you know, so my faith is increased in Him, you know, and the church kind of struggles with that sometimes, you know, embracing faith.
Okay. Big brother?
Well, I believe a little bit different, the same but different. On the cross, Jesus said one word. He said, it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, it is finished. We now have been commanded, because then when He came back, He said, now, well, even before He left, He said, now, guess what, guys? Greater works.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able
mm-hmm.
to do, because I go to the Father. Now, that's the only reason that
mm-hmm.
I'm still here. Y'all would, come on now. Y'all
mm-hmm. come on.
Yeah, we're a little competitive. These little competitors, they brought him to his disciples. He said he couldn't cast them out. Your disciples couldn't cast them out. I looked
uh-huh.
and cut an eye at him. Like, really? Really, fellas? Really? Really? Okay. But this comes out by what? This comes out by, you know, a certain kind of a prayer and fasting. Come on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there
mm-hmm.
are levels, but at the same time, He did a complete work in us. We just have
mm-hmm.
to believe it. It's back to,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have no faith, it's impossible to please Him. We must first believe that He is.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take on the
mm-hmm.
mantle now that it's a done deal. Stop struggling with cardio. Stop struggling with house payments.
Right.
Stop struggling
yeah.
with, I want a watch, I want a TV.
Mm-hmm.
Come on
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
You got the God
yeah.
Almighty living on the inside of you. Anything. He said, I've given you everything pertaining to life and godliness.
And God.
It's okay
That's
to
right.
have a nice car. It's okay to have
That's
a nice
right.
house.
That's right.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not forget there's
mm-hmm.
some miracles that can be done. That we can help somebody
mm-hmm.
get healed. We can lay hands on the sick and they recover. Come on, we can even
mm-hmm.
raise some dead.
Mm-hmm.
Come on here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the greater commission that we got to begin to seek, least desire to have a faith for it. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Even Jesus, come on, Jesus had a faith challenge moment when they were laughing. Jesus said, pull them out. Man, this gangster Jesus now. This is my gangster Jesus. He went to somebody else's house and put people out. Come on, he. They're talking noise. They was talking something different than what he was believing. He said, remove them. They got to go. Come on, he. Not that he really had a struggle in his faith, but at the same time, if you're not going to believe like I believe, then I don't need you on the team.
Come on now.
And then Jesus went on and proceeded and then went on with the miracle. Come on here. So yes, he's given us the measure of faith. I remember a great preacher, he was praying, God, more faith, more faith, God, more faith. Mm-hmm. So he waited till he was done. He said, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking for more faith. He said, where am I going to go? This is God saying, where am I going to go to get you more faith? Come on, it's a complete work. We got everything we need on the inside of us, as we alluded earlier. We just got to let it go, man. We got to rip the cord and just let faith be. If he did it in the word, we can do it right here. As it is in the spirit, so it is in the natural.
That's right.
We just got to take dominion back. And so the church has the power. We have the ability. Because why? He said he's coming back for a glorious church. Come on. So we're going to get it right somewhere along the line. along that process. So I'm going to say, brother, that it's going to happen. Amen.
Yeah, I got to steal something I heard a few days ago. When you were talking about this kind only comes out by prayer and fast. The guy, what he said, what Apostle Chris said is, he wasn't talking about demons in that instance. He was talking about this kind only comes out by prayer and fast. Talking about this kind of faith,
only comes out by prayer and fast.
It's all like when Jesus was on the cross. Most of those people didn't have any faith. You know, he's dying. But see, the fact that he conquered all that, we living on this side of the cross now. You know, we're not on the other side of the cross. We're on this side of the cross. He's alive. You know. You know. Hallelujah.
My God. I went from a host to a spectator. that was so powerful. That was so powerful. I got an earful. And that's what, like you said earlier, ever increasing faith. It's not on God. It's not on God. It's us coming into who we really are. If the it's just, you know, counting that robbery to be equal. You know what? Jesus counted it not robbery. We can't say that, my God who sit high and look low. No, he's in you.
That's right.
I do all through Christ that strengthens me, but yet you keep looking up to a God in heaven when he said, I'm on the inside of you. Just like
that's
brother
right.
said,
Amen.
The works that I do shall ye also do, because I'm on the inside of you. Man, that's so powerful. And when we come to the notion, like I remember one time there was a shooting, And in this hood I was in, it was a shooting. And somebody came and got me. They said, Pastor, come around here. Because they talking about going and get revenge and shooting. And ain't nobody around there talking about God. You know, I was young, but I was gung-ho. And I was like, okay, let me get around there. But God was saying, and years later when I reflected on it, what God was saying to me, he said, there had to be a representative to bring God on the scene. Because God needed to be in there. But when you come on the scene, you bring the kingdom of God with you. And if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, and you're conscious of the fact that the kingdom of God is backing you up, when you walk into an atmosphere instantly, you go to alter that atmosphere because God is on the inside of you. Because if any man be in Christ,
Come on now.
Being Christ, he's a new creature. Anyway, that wasn't even relevant. That just came up. But you know.
Oh, that's good.
Amen. Amen.
So we can go on and say that true faith is already in us. Real faith is already
right,
in us. It's about us walking in it. And just developing as y'all said, there's levels to this thing. There's levels to it. Not that there's levels, not a hierarchy, but there's levels. of us coming up, because when Jesus was that figure, he had the disciples up there, but he was talking to Moses and Elijah, you know. As you go up in levels, you have to talk to people who are on certain levels of faith.
So that you can
understand, like, so that your iron can be sharpened. Because you can't sharpen anything with something that's dull. You know?
That's right.
Like, what do you think about the next move of God? I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to wait. I'm just going to wait and see how God moves. You got to talk to somebody. What do you think about the next move of God? Well, I believe I am the next move of God. Oh, you're so boastful. You're so cocky. No, none of that. I just know he's inside of me, and he talks to
me,
and he lets me know, as Dr. Brown was saying, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Right.
You gotta pray and prophesy and speak that life over situations. You gotta speak that life even in the midst of dead circumstances. Can these dry bones live? Come on now.
Come on. Yeah.
Because if I don't speak to them, I'm gonna let them die.
That's right.
The Bible says you gotta open up your mouth. Jesus lifted up that bread. Jesus looked up. Jesus blessed us. He was blessing things. But when he cursed something, he surely went away.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
We just having a spiritual conversation. Y'all just walk with us and talk with us, because true faith is not necessarily a doctrine, but it's about a living.
That's right.
A living faith.
That's right.
A living faith or living by faith or living in faith, living with faith, not just living around faith.
Yeah, it's an action word. Yes, it's an action word. You know, some of the great men of faith, you know, such as Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, all of them died dominated by faith, not having received promises, but having seen them afar off, greeted them. They did not waver in their faith, but were reaching out for a better city, a heavenly one. God honored their faith and prepare them a city. I mean, that's faith. That's the kind of faith I want. You know. Though I may not, the promises of God are yes and amen. But even if I don't attain the promises, if I don't go to the promised land, as Martin Luther King said, I've been to the other side. I've seen the other side. When Martin gave that faith, he saw himself on the other side. And he yet and still, sort of like Jesus, I'm not putting him in the same vein or anything, but he was willing to go to his death because of his faith. He saw the other side. Then we got to see the invisible as visible, you know, through faith that God gives inside of us. That got to come from within, not from the head, but from the heart, from deep within our belly, as the apostle said a minute ago. Let that living water come out.
Dr. Brown, I like what you said. Faith is an action word. I like how you said that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible lets us know that faith goes along with another action word, which is love.
Mm-hmm.
But I said faith works by love.
That's right.
When you tap into that real love of God, then faith is going to come, become paramount. Faith is going to come easily when you're walking in love. I remember I was talking to somebody, and I said, God, I got to tell them the truth. He said, okay, you can't. I said, I got to let them know. I got to give it to them straight. You know, I went through all that little dialogue. He said, yeah, you can. He said, but speak the truth in love. I said, huh?
That's right.
He
said,
speak the truth in love. Don't speak it in anger. Don't speak it in malice.
Mm-hmm.
Don't speak it to get them straight. Don't speak it to give them a piece of a little bit of mind that you have left. He said, speak the truth in love. And I said, wow.
That's right.
You know, although the brother got mad and ruffled, his feathers got ruffled, he wanted to jump but couldn't get froggy because he ain't doing that. But God had to check me. He said, speak the truth in love. I know. Right. I would have had to repent and pray for him, you know. But Bible said faith worketh by love. So when we tap into that love of God, like you said, and shed the physical and understand the love of God, then the faith will come right with it, and as you said, we'll go back into having that hope.
That's right. That's good.
Well, Hey, tonight we hope we put some feet on your face. If your face was just laying around chilling, relaxing, watching Netflix, we hope we put some feet to your face so that you can get moving. Before we sign off, I would like for y'all to speak, encourage someone, prophesy, share, instruct, just give them a word to just speak to their hearts where they are right now. If you would, Prophet Reed and Dr. Brown. Prophet, go ahead, big brother.
Amen, amen. Family, be encouraged. You know, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. So let's not lose hope while you're trying to build your faith, while you're trying to increase your faith. Let it be moved by hope. It's not over until one God says it's over. And if you look in the back of the book, we win. So keep the fight, keep the hope, keep the faith, as we say. God has His word. His word is promises, like we've been saying all night, are yea and amen. So get in His word. Pray back His word to Him. He said He honored His word above His name. Put in remembrance of His word. So if you want to, if you're not sure about your prayer, give Him back His word. Say, God, You said in Your word. You said You're not like man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Have You not said it? Surely You'll bring it to pass. So your healing, your deliverance, your change is right in your mouth. You speak the words of faith and let God begin to move on your behalf and on your circumstances because He honors His word. His faith and His word are one. So as we as His believers, we're called believers. Believing in what? Believing in God. Having that faith that God's going to do what He says He's going to do. Amen.
Amen. I agree. You know, you have to be encouraged and stay faithful. In the Bible, it's mentioned time and time and time again. Have faith. Have faith. Have faith. Have faith. And because God is God, you know, He never lets us down. He's faithful to His promises. Every word He says is true. In true faith, we got to remember, endure. Looking beyond the physical and the visible for the reward of that, though we don't see it, is guaranteed by the promises of God. So just be encouraged. I encourage each one of you. Don't give up. Mix faith and hope with love, and you'll be all right. But just keep focused on Christ, on Jesus. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit that moves on the inside of you and be led by His Spirit in faith. Walk in faith. Put action to faith. Let it increase, ever increasing. You can never have enough faith. We got enough faith, but sometimes we need to have a little bit more. When we run across things, okay, God, give me increased faith. Let me be, you know, just increase in me so there's no distraction on the mission I have for you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Brown, we love you. We thank you for being here tonight.
Love you.
Come on, bless you. Yes, thank you so much. We hope to have you come today.
Listen
tonight. I know tonight we talk about the truth about faith. Listen, and I just want to say, I thank God for my brothers. I thank God for what they've shared tonight. Listen, where you are now is not where you will always be. There are suddenly change that happens in a moment, in an instant, in a blink of an eye. I heard a weatherman prophesy earlier. He said one storm can change your life. He was referring to the physical storm that's taking place on the Carolinas, East Coast. We're praying for those people. We're praying for them because natural disasters can come up. But he said, I heard the voice inside the voice. When he said, one storm can change your life. My friend, have faith to say, peace be still. Even when chaos is on the outside of you, have faith to know that God is for you and not against you. Have faith. As Dr. Brown said, he that began a good work and you will perform it. Have faith, my friend, and trust God.
Amen.
We just thank you for being here with not tonight. Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions, the Lion's Den. Every Wednesday at 7, sometimes 7:30. But nevertheless, we're glad that you're here with us tonight.
Hallelujah.
We enjoyed you. We'll see you next week. And we're going to leave you with this.
Can we acknowledge that He's here by lifting up our hands in a moment of surrender to God? We give up our own will to submit to the will of the Father. We're submitted. never submitted. I surrender all. I surrender all.
We surrender.